back at the Roadhouse on the shore, Brian and Dave. And it's that time of the show, the great live music in the house time. Tonight's the night. One-way traffic has found its way to the Roadhouse. All the way from St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome, one-way traffic.
Hello.
Hey, we got a five-piece in the house. I'm going to do the old lookers left and moving left to right on the radio dial to give you all a visual. We got Eric Ferguson in the corner with the bass.
Hello.
We got Drew Lance with the cajon and cymbals. Howdy, Drew. And then Leah Osborne's got the little one, the ukulele.
Hello.
Sam Avery with the guitar and vocals. And then Sam Abashan.
Yep.
How did I do that, Sam?
You got it good.
Yeah, so a couple of Sams, Aaliyah, Drew, and an Eric coming all the way from St. Louis, Missouri?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How the heck can you get all the way up here?
You want to go ahead?
Well,
Drew?
I played in a band. I still play in the group Oak Steel and Lightning, and they're good friends with the Gen Strings, who are they live at least near here. And they play at the Gunflint Tavern, and I was here last year with that group, and we happen to have some ties with one of the members of the band that helps book some stuff for us, and said this would be a great fit for us, and so we decided, why not drive 12 hours, play two gigs, turn around, go home.
Oh, I love it.
It doesn't take much to get us to come up and have a good time.
Oh, nicely done, Drew. And you guys all in like the van, the big 15-passenger van?
We're in a Dodge Caravan.
If you know of one for free, we'll take one.
We got a big car top carrier.
Yeah, and a minivan, so.
Wow.
We made it.
Nicely done. Welcome to town. You guys, so you've been up before a little bit, Drew?
Yeah, just the one time last year, and we visited the falls over there.
Oh, Pigeon River?
Pigeon River.
Yeah, High Falls.
Incredible. That was really cool.
Yeah.
We know so little about this area that I thought we could get in the lake. And all the locals laughed at me and told me if I wanted hypothermia, yeah, you can get in the lake.
Yeah, you get in, but you get right out.
That's right. Or you get in. And that's it.
Storybook in.
Oh, fun stuff. So everybody else kind of new to the area then? The rest of the band? First impressions?
I used to be in an old band. We played up in Harmony Park, which I don't know if you know where that is, but it's like right when you get into Minnesota. But that was just a festival about 5 years ago. But that's about it. I've never been this far north. Nice. So.
Nice. Well, hopefully you brought the woolies. It's probably a little warmer down in St. Louis right now, right?
Yeah, spring, just a little bit.
Spring is in effect. You got the trees in bloom and good stuff to go back in time in the seasons here. We're just had snow the other night. So
yeah, we saw snow on the way here.
Yeah, we were like, is that snow?
Perplexed.
Yeah. All right, so one-way traffic, the big five-piece grass band, Americana, looks like the genre. And you guys are at the Gunflint Tavern tonight, a perfect stage for that sound. Downtown in the Harbor Gunflint Tavern after 8. So happy you're here in the Roadhouse now. Let's hear some of this great sound.
This song is called Your Couch.
1, 2, 1, 2, skilly-doo. Yeah.
and I'll be alright. If you'll be just fine, let's put this away and we'll cross some great divide. And I'll have your back, you stay on track. Put this away and we'll never cross that line. Cross that line. Cross that line. Cross that line. Cross that line.
Yeehaw! That's some yeehaw kind of music. One way traffic. Lighting up the roadhouse with the getaway music. Right? What is this now? Uncle Jesse would be proud.
We've been in the van for too long.
That's amazing. Quickness of finger there, Sam, on the old mandolin.
Thank you. Thank you.
How'd you get so fast? You got to be, right?
I don't know. Just listening to a ton of bluegrass music, I guess.
Mandolin. We should let folks know just how young One Way Traffic is. Because I'm sensing youth throughout the lineup here. Is anybody over 25?
I'm 32.
What? Well.
27.
26.
I call y'all millennials, if you don't mind.
Right. Well, I'm 19.
There it is. So the average age is like 25.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Probably the...
Still young.
You guys are good for being so young.
Thank you.
Good
you.
Deal. How long has the band been together?
We've been a band since August of 2018, so...
Not that long.
9 months, 10
but
months.
But lots of other bands in the past, perhaps, for folks? What's the inception story? How'd you all get together?
Actually, Drew and I started playing as a two-piece about, like, 2.5 years ago, and continue to play duo style and pull from other bands and stuff and people we just know, and then kind of made the decision, I would say, last summer that... We wanted to have a full band, and so we started recruiting. There's an open mic night in St. Louis. Well, kind of open jam on Mondays at this place called Pop's Blue Moon, and these guys over here would come up every Monday and play guitar and mandolin, and so we kind of recruited them and then recruited Eric as well. So and now we're here.
Team Sam and Eric makes it a five-piece. So Sam and Sam, had you guys played together before?
Yeah, we met each other up at that same...
Up at Pop's Blue Moon.
Yeah, Pop's Blue Moon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Bringing families together.
Power of open mic. How about you, Eric? What's your...
I came a little bit later, actually. So I guess we started playing about 3 months ago together.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a different bluegrass band, kind of in the St. Louis area, and also came down to the Pop's Blue Moon jams. And so we were pretty familiar with each other, but never really played that much, and... Their old bass player, he had some issues with his hands and he couldn't play like right away. And so they messaged me and I was like, well, I'll fill in as long as I can. And we really like each other, I think. So
high fives. That's good fit. You guys sound really good. You sound polished for being so freshly formed. You sound real good. Do you play out often down in St. Louis?
Yeah. I would say weekly, and we practice weekly. We're definitely serious about this, so
yeah, it shows. It sounds like it. So St. Louis, what's the scene? Big city, it sounds like.
It's the biggest little city in America for sure, and the music scene reflects that. Mm-hmm. We are rich with talent. I mean, in so many different, we're honestly lucky in so many different genres to have really great local talent that are easily accessible, that you can jam with, talk with, you know, and just learn from. And so it seems that it's like a university of music in some ways. Mm-hmm. And a really nice collective, you know. So nice. I think the scene is really supportive. Like, nice. It's probably the best word for it.
Nice.
Of one another.
I like that expression, the biggest little city in America.
It seems like it.
It is,
yeah.
Definitely. I mean,
because it's a small city. You drive right through it. You can drive through it in 5 minutes if you're on the highway, just going through it. Yeah. And so it's a very small city, but we do have just ton of musical and creative talent and all kinds of different.
And great places to play too. We have a handful of places that are just awesome, awesome venues to go to and see music almost every night, it seems.
And is there a resurgence in the sound, like the old time sound and Americana? Seems like the hipsters are into it now.
It goes even further in St. Louis, I think, with like Nick, you know, and like the, you know, all the guys that are doing, like, kind of, I mean, you see guys with, like, bones out there playing, you know, now and just singing, because Pokey Lafarge comes from where we're from. And so that helped a big resurgence of old-timey music. And then, you know, bluegrass falls in line. But even on the side of, like, hip-hop and you know, and then jazz and R&B.
Jazz and blues, yeah.
I mean, there's just, like, a lot of people coming out and playing everything in the city. And it's really cool. Sweet. It's cool to be a part of.
Well, sweet. Thanks for bringing the city to us here in the country. Cook County style. One-way traffic's in town this weekend down at the Gunflint Tavern tonight and tomorrow night. We're lucky enough to have them live here in the Roadhouse. We'd love some more of that great sound. Is this all original, I would presume? You guys are just jamming?
Mm-hmm. All original. Yep.
We'll talk about that process maybe when we come back, who's writing and how it all comes together. But let's keep jamming.
Lovely.
So we're going to do a tune called Sam Dillon, which is a name that we made up for Mr. Sam Dillon over here. It features the mandolin. It's an instrumental that we wrote. So, yeah.
One-way traffic and Sam Abishar.
That's right.
Mandolin. A little Sam Dillon, huh? So you write him as you see him.
Yes.
And Drew, I could tell you were just pushing him with that beat, huh? You just kind of love speeding it up, don't you?
Yeah, at times it's fun to... It's kind of different every time we play because we're an acoustic band primarily. Usually Eric plays the upright bass, and so it's a lot of energy you get from each other. Sometimes it tends to push. Sometimes it tends to lag. I guess it just depends on the situation. And haven't been in the van for 12 hours, but I think we're ready to roll.
That's right.
That's right.
At least
I
am, so. We're pushing.
That's right. Well, you know, we're going to talk about the creative process and who's driving that bus, who's in charge of songwriting. Is there such a thing?
It's pretty collective, but... I would say the three main songwriters as of right now are Sam Avery, myself, and Drew Lance. And typically, we will bring a pretty standard form of a song and then bring it to everybody, and we will kind of bring it together as a full band.
Yeah, yes. And I don't think we have a uniform way, you know? Mm-mm. That's another thing that, like, sometimes Leah will come with a very fleshed-out idea that, you know, doesn't really need much from the band, but just, you know, creatively, we all want input. Sometimes Sam comes and has half a song, and we're able to write from there, you know. it's very different every time, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Sam Dillon, the main two parts I wrote like 8 years ago. Wow. And then I brought it to the band and I said, you know, maybe we should write some sort of hook with the mandolin. And then we kind of built from there. And Drew did the hits at the beginning of that song and figured out the bridge in the middle of that song. So it's pretty collective, you know. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It's refreshing. It's
no formula. I like that.
Yeah.
Like
that. Yeah. Cause it's so different. And it's, you know, it's the same for mostly, you know, even the writing, the idea, the getting it down. That's not the same ever either. It's sometimes it's 10 minutes right when, you know, you wake up and you jot it down. Sometimes it's, you know, you're on a hike and you're humming a tune. You know, it's just so different every time. So.
It's good though, because like a lot of us all come from like different backgrounds musically too. Mm-hmm. So when you bring like an idea to the table, then everybody can kind of like give their input on where to go. And it all comes together in one conglomerate piece of
absolutely
music.
Forms like our own genre almost to a certain extent, you know?
A lot of texture, yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it. And you get those 12-hour road trips too that might...
yeah, and these are new to us. This is actually the farthest we've been from home. We've only been on one other trip in our minivan. And we have big plans for the summer, but this is the farthest for sure. This is a test.
Oh, yeah? What's coming up this summer?
We have a 3-week tour in July. Yeah. We will be going all the way out to Oregon and playing Oregon and Washington, Montana, South Dakota, Colorado, Kansas, Missouri.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going for it. And that will also most likely be our album release tour. So
that question's in my mind about albums and... Yeah.
We're getting
something
there.
Soon, huh?
Yes, very. We have three singles out right now, but getting there. We're almost finished with the full album. Wow. So,
and you can find Sam Dillon on Spotify and YouTube and all that. The song we just played. So we figure the steady release of material maybe can keep everybody on the hook for a little longer, and then we'll come out with the rest of the album in July.
Oh, here's something I always wondered. What's an EP and what's an LP?
An EP is an extended play.
Okay.
An LP is a...
long play.
Long play. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because I was
like
going to guess.
More songs.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of like probably two or three more songs.
But like, so when you drop a single like Sam Dillon, is that just a single then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. EP... LP.
And we're skipping that and just going straight to LP. We're going from singles to just LP. Solid. Smash it all together.
Hey, works for me. And this modern times, you can do most of this online. You guys are self-produced, I presume? And
Completely self-produced. Leah does a whole lot of it like herself. She's definitely the one that gets us out there and on the interwebs. And we have help in other places too. And we couldn't be more fortunate for that kind of thing. And we all do our equal part of getting it out there and sharing it ourselves. But as far as getting it registered, getting it going, it's usually Leah.
Right on. We're talking with Drew Lance. He's a percussionist with One Way Traffic. We also got Eric Ferguson in the house with his bass, Leah Osborne on the ukulele, Sam Avery with the guitar, and Sam Abishon.
Got it.
That's all he's going to say there, isn't it? Got it.
Yep.
Good job.
Got it.
All right. It's One Way Traffic. And they're in town this weekend, a special trip up from St. Louis, home of the Blues.
Woo! That's right.
Let's go, Blues!
Yeah, buddy! I knew we'd go there.
We were driving over here, and I saw what was the team up here?
Oh, the
Minnesota
Wild?
Oh.
The Vikings?
North Stars or something like that, right?
Well, we used to have until Dallas stole them from us.
Okay.
So we started out North Stars. They got
That's what I thought. I saw somebody had like an old sign, and I was like, "Hey."
Oh yeah, down on the shoreline, down by Luton. That's right. It's like the North Star symbol of that green N.
Yeah, the N. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Some lakeshore owner down on the shore loves the Stars, but boy, Dallas loved them more. And thankfully, you guys beat them.
That's right. We took care of that.
Thank God.
That was close.
Yeah. So tomorrow's a big night to. Yeah. Take on the Sharks.
That's right.
Go Blues. I knew you guys would be hockey fans. Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it. See, Brad, I told you, right?
You told me, David.
Oh, well, we better play some more tunes before we get too carried away.
Cool.
All right. Well, we're going to play you another one that was, it was our second single that we put out. It's called The Shark.
Oh, get him.
I don't see no man. Blindy coward dealt a good old hand. I don't see no home. I don't see no man. Blindy coward dealt a good old hand.
Nice. One Way Traffic. Leah Osborne on the lead vocals there. What's the name of that song, Leah?
The Shark.
Oh, that's right.
That is available on Spotify and YouTube and all those.
Wherever you find your music online. Do you guys still buy CDs and albums? Is that still a thing for y'all?
I try to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw some album sales coming back. Maybe more albums than CDs selling nowadays.
A lot of people are doing the vinyl thing.
Yeah.
You know? I think that's a really cool movement to to start up. You know, I mean, it helps a lot when people actually go and buy the merch and buy the CD, and, you know, and
that's right.
We don't make a lot of money. We don't do this to get rich, you know, and it, that's just one way that it feels like compensated is whenever people are buying albums.
That's right. Tangible exchange of goods. Now, how about cover art too? That's a lost art, or hopefully it continues.
It's wild how many friends we've been like lucky to find that make our stickers, do our cover art. I mean, we're young yet, but we've gone through, we have a main guy that we stick with, but we've gone through like 5-6 people that have done some kind of work for us, you know, and so people are interested in doing it, and that's what's important. I think if there's going to be albums, then, you know, cover art's going to be important. So.
That's right. Part of the package. The one-way traffic, got to ask about the name. It's obvious. Who came up with that and why?
Like I said earlier, Ju and I were doing duo stuff for a while, and we were at this very eccentric, awesome place in St. Louis called the Venice Cafe. And I mean, like, everywhere you look, there is something hanging, like a weird voodoo baby doll. There's an alligator. There's heads, like, you know, skeletons, all kinds of stuff everywhere. And there was a show we were playing, and he and I just kind of were like throwing around the idea of a band or a name. And we look up, I think at the same time, and saw this like old neon sign that said one way traffic. And we were like, that's a sign, cause it's a sign. And it just stuck with us. So that's it, you know, and it just kind of makes sense. And it's free marketing everywhere in the world because there are one way traffic signs everywhere already.
And it doesn't have the word river or pines or woods or, you know, brothers or anything like that. You know?
Non proprietary. Yeah. No trademark. You had to work around.
Yeah.
That's cool. One way traffic. I love it. They're in town this weekend, folks, down at the Gunflint Tavern tonight and tomorrow night. Great. Grass? Is it just grass now, or is it bluegrass? What is it?
What's I like to call it jam grass.
That's right.
Because we're also like very heavily influenced by like jam bands, like, or at least, yeah. Like the Grateful Dead or Fish or like people like that.
Yeah.
And so we've been known to extend some songs.
For sure.
Now, this is always fun. Is there different flavors of jam grass? Is there like strawberry, blueberry?
Actually, you guys got a tier system, right?
A what?
That you got a jam...
A tier system?
Tier system?
Some kind of,
oh, type one or type two?
Oh, yeah, the type one, type two
one
jams.
Type one jam or type two?
Yeah.
What's that
just
type
depends
one is
how,
like
far
sticking
out
to the
go.
Song. Yeah, yeah, type two is when you're not playing anything that sounded like the song that you were just playing.
When you break the jar and the jam just spills all over.
Yeah, that's pretty apt analogy.
Yeah.
Nice. So you guys can wail then? You got like the 15-minute type two?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, we're going to get there.
We will definitely get there at least tonight, and definitely tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We even talked about it today. We were like, should we probably not play like a 10-minute jam on the air, you know? Or
Not anymore. Maybe like a half hour ago, maybe. But we're down to our last 10. So, yeah, if you guys got another tune, we'd love to hear it. Bring it back for a wrap up.
Right, this one is called Baby Come Back.
You can go off a little too. We got like 6 minutes.
Cool. For this one's two. A real short one.
Oh, yeah, this one will be about a minute and a half.
Why don't we do Baby Come Back into Old Glory?
Yeah.
Let's
there
do
we
it.
Go.
Okay.
This will be the twofer.
Wait.
These are both original songs. Let's too,
the Taters.
Old Glory, Baby Come Back.
Let's okay. That. Okay. Old Glory, Baby Come Back.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. 1, 2.
I get tired of all these people thinking their way is better than yours. Who say I'm right or wrong? What's up when it's down? I don't know what happened. Came into a good
to see through the dark clouds, but the time is now. Once I had myself a girl, she loved me, and down to the road I did roam. But now she's gone to love another, and I'm left all alone. Baby, come back, come home to me. While you have gone, left me lonely. I miss the days that we made to. Baby, come back, I need you. Day we had to part, for you had gone, broke in my heart. I cried, now since you're gone, I can't sleep. Baby, come back, come home to me. For you have gone, left me lonely. I miss days when we made two. Baby, come back, I need you.
Yeah, one-way traffic, fingers flying, heads bobbing. You guys are going to do great tonight at the Gunflint Tavern. Tonight and tomorrow night, one-way traffic all the way up from St. Louis, Missouri. Eric Ferguson on the bass, Drew Lance on the cajon and cymbals, Leah Osborne on the ukulele, Sam Avery on the guitar, and Sam Abashan.
Got it.
On the mandolin. Fastest mandolin in the West.
Wait,
thank you.
Aren't we in the North?
Good point, Leah. Thank you so much. One-way traffic.
Thank you.
Have a great time in town this weekend.
We will. Thank you. Definitely. Thank you.